Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Fired up crowd. Let's get my notes out. Let's read to this fired up crowd. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from Flappers Comedy Club on Thursday, May 9th, 2 Oceans 13. Let's flap it up, you guys. Thanks for coming to this special 10 p.m. edition of D to the L to the M. Since last I spoke and you listened, we finally taped a new episode of Dining with Doug and Karen. A special Cooking at Karen's House edition, and it will plop tomorrow or sooner. So it might be available tonight for anyone who likes listening to a food podcast at 2 a.m. When you get home tonight, be sure to refresh your iTunes. And don't forget, you can still get my movie, The Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, at chill.com/420. And that all of my road dates and, whether they're stand-up or Douglas Movies tapings, all that information can be found at douglasmovies.com. I've got shows coming up in Pittsburgh, San Diego, Minneapolis, Denver, Boise, and more. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Greg Bernhard tweeted, shouldn't Sam Levine be known as Lil Jean Valjean now that he makes listeners miserable? Haha, not cool, Greg Bernhard. This has been Tweet Relief, mean tweets about Sam the Mam edition. He will be back to continue to defend his winning ways in the Leonard Maltin game at UCB on Tuesday, May 28th. Let's go ahead and take a look in the prize bag, you guys. There's a couple bags of things, a lot of crazy items. I start right off with my favorite item. It's a sound effects fart fanfare. That'll be good for a Leonard Maltin game when somebody gets the wrong answer. Although I could make that noise with my mouth. I don't know why I need this. But somebody brought that. I brought a shirt from my friends at the houseofhaha.com. It's a shirt that has, I think it's like Darth Vader or something. I brought a copy of Smug Life. We got a couple of posters from a very popular show that happens on Wednesday nights over at Meltdown Comics called The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail. We got a couple of posters from that. And is that everything that's in that bag? I think there's a $10. Yeah, there's a $10 iTunes gift card. So you can buy some premium apps of some of the shows that you like. And then inside this bag, holy crap, can you hold on for a second? Thank you. Could you just take those posters so that nobody else can have them? Well, I got to describe this stuff in here when the guests get out here. So let's bring them all out here. Thanks again for coming. And please give a big warm welcome to Megan Neuringer, DC Pearson, Kumail Nanjiani, and Mark Maron. Come on up here, everybody. Mark is very particular about the seating arrangements.
Already throwing his weight around.
Yeah.
He's going to use your table. Be okay with that. I'm so terrified right now. This is the scaredest I've ever been.
I'm pretending to like you. Take it.
You just fucked it up.
What? What'd I say?
Pretending. The word pretending.
Are you hosting or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I got this. I let that kind of spontaneity happen. It's fun. But then I mentioned that DC Pearson is here, everybody, and he brought...
Yeah!
He brought not only a copy of his young adult novel, Crap Kingdom,
check,
but also described this other thing to them.
This is... So I got to read the audiobook for my book, which was very exciting, and it's like 7 hours long, which is a typical length for an audiobook. And then they sent me a box of them in the only format that they physically make audiobooks, which is like a 9-CD set in like a weird clamshell packaging that looks like Cinderella is being re-released on VHS from the Disney vault.
Finally. It's really beautiful.
Wow.
So
they
if
went
you were
all
to,
out.
Yeah, like, and then audible.com just looks at that and goes, ha! And then no one, I don't know where you get that.
It looks like a Time Life thing. Like, you'd have an
hits
ad
of the
for
70s,
it.
80s, 90s, and young adult books.
So this is like one of a kind, right?
He's gonna do something bad to it.
Like, are those like the original acetates?
Yeah.
Like,
is that... those weird Edison tubes?
Right, that, yeah. Yes, those are the original CDs.
Wait, but there's more, right?
No, yeah, there are other copies. That was a little physical media.
We were just having fun.
Yeah.
You can't help it when you're at Flappers.
Great Gatsby presents.
Just saying
a
the
comedy
name
club.
Is fun. Flappers? What Flappers? Mark Maron is here, everybody, and he was generous enough to bring a copy of his new book, Attempting Normal.
Yep.
And he was on the Tonight Show tonight with Jay Leno, and they give you a bag.
Yeah, that's a Tonight Show bag.
And he's just giving it away. He's just paying it forward.
It was really hard to part with that. You know, I had to really think about it. Because who wouldn't want to be out with that thing, right? Out in the world, just doing shit, putting groceries in that. People are going, wow, the Tonight Show. Did you do the Tonight Show? And you're like, no, I didn't. I just got the bag at Flappers. Long story.
Actually, that was the entire story.
Also, people can't see it at home, but the bag looks like something that you would dress in if you were in Dexy's Midnight Runners.
But I think there... Wait, isn't there a trick to it? Like, is it special in some way? Because...
Yeah.
Hold this. Thanks, Doug. If...
Like yeah, there's a zipper action.
Yeah,
happening.
There's zipper here.
Do you need help, Mark? Do you need help?
No, just
Mark,
let me make
help?
A fool out of myself by myself. Yeah, this happens.
You could zip it into a
burlap thing.
It
a burlap
says the word
lump.
Feed on it.
Yeah, it says feed on it.
Do you so want to put your bag in a bag? Make it a smaller bag and then put it in another bag.
Are you
tired
bags?
Of a bag with stuff in it? This one can be emptied and made smaller. Yeah.
Are your bags too big? And not say feed on it.
If Mark Maron doesn't want it, you know it's good.
That's a sign of quality.
Yeah, that was definitely a shot, Mark.
And
you
that was
do about it.
Well, let me introduce the person who took that shot. Megan Nuringer is here, and she is visiting us from New York City, as she often does, and brought that fart fanfare thing.
Yeah, I brought my fart fanfare.
Yeah.
Just picked it up at Urban Outfitters.
Is that where they sell those? Oh. Tiny feed bag. That is really...
I'm done. I'm out of here.
That is really a handy item. If you congratulations, someone.
Walking to Trader Joe's with that and go, wait, let me... Look what it is!
I just noticed that Mark has like a pimp ring that says WTF on it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
It's really serious.
If he ever gets
business.
In a fight, he's going to leave the...
Boom.
He's branding everywhere he goes.
Lays you out with one punch and then he's like, we yeah. good.
Yeah. You punch Pete Holmes with that? He has a slightly different version of it.
If I punch Pete Holmes, the same sound that comes out of him when he laughs would come out of him. And I would say, you fuck.
You made it dead.
Guy made that for me. Some dude was like, I made that for you. And he gave that to me. That's that. And he sent me the whole process documented, like the whole ring-making process. Casting, and then he put a diamond in it.
Going
and
to all Mordor.
Yeah, the whole thing. It was a long process for that guy to chase this ring. And then when I didn't give him the proper acknowledgement, he's like, well, you fucking asshole, I made you a ring. And I'm like, it's good. You did a really nice job. He's
what
like,
did
okay.
he expect?
I'm on his side. It's an awesome ring, Mark.
It's great. I said that, but it wasn't enough for the guy. I had a tweet about it, sent him a present.
Yeah. I think he wants you to make
him one of those bags.
Yeah.
To make him a ring.
He told you how to make a ring, Mark. He sent you the instructions. Take a hint.
Make him a ring that
is
says...
Is that what he's expecting?
Yeah, thank you.
A ring that says ring dude on it.
Yeah. My ring dude.
All right, I'll get to work on that.
Smelt.
Even though I haven't addressed him directly yet, we've heard plenty from Kumail Nanjiani. Did you just come straight from the set of Rizzoli and Isles?
No. But it
is that the show you're on?
It's called Franklin and Bad.
Is that a show?
To me, one ampersand. Yeah. You know, every ampersand's the same to me.
Yeah.
It's just, it's what's that about a couple of guys? You go, hey, bro, good talk. Like that?
No.
Oh.
It's different from your show. It's, they're lawyers, so.
And you're the, what do you play?
I play a lawyer, Mark.
Really?
Yeah, if my mom squints, it looks like a documentary to her.
You were awesome on Veep. The season premiere of Veep was great.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that was really funny.
That's a great show.
What channel is that show you're on?
Veep was
no,
on
the
HBO.
Other one. No, the
it's
other
on,
one, the
it's on TNT.
It's not TV, it's TNT.
Oh, okay.
It's all on right. TNT.
Is that? Can I get that on Time Warner? Or is it,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you really want to take a shot right
no,
now.
No, I don't. I don't.
And you're holding back.
I think he feels bad that you know IFC is. Yeah. I don't. It's not on my cable system.
I have no
system.
Idea where to get my own show. And
By the way,
I wanted to be able to watch yours when mine's on.
Your show was great, by the way. I saw the first episode.
Well, thank you very much.
It was fantastic.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. And I have never seen your show.
Yeah, that's
ever.
Okay.
And
this feels like when India and Pakistan, like once a year, where they're like, you know what? Let's pretend to be okay with each other. They're like, oh, I really liked what you did.
I enjoy your breads.
They're the same breads,
exactly.
Mark.
I know.
That's the ultimate irony.
They really have a day for that?
No, well, they never get along.
They do have a day where they sort of, the two, like, on the border, they go and greet and eat together and stuff.
What day is? Is it a specific day every year?
Yeah, it's not like you don't want to just
April
bring
1st?
It on. Yeah, it's.
Do you know the day?
It's opposite day.
Really?
No, they don't celebrate opposite day. It's not an actual.
Why are you misleading people that just want to learn about your country? You know, these people are interested. I don't know fuck all about where you come from, and maybe we wanted to learn a couple things.
No.
But you're gonna be condescending and cute about it. Is that all you know how to do? Tell us about Pakistan.
What do you want to know, Mark?
Is that day real?
It is a real day.
All right.
It is a real day.
All right, that's all. Is it called something?
Oh, God.
Is it called something?
Has it been depicted in a film?
A good segue. Doug with the segue.
Because you know how much I love.
Yeah, it's a diffusing segue.
Cinemar. Let's start on the other end there with Megan. Have you been to the movies lately, Megan?
In the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's soon enough.
Yeah, but, I mean, with the price of tickets, that's pretty frequent.
What was that movie?
Okay.
Should we tell you what movies we've seen or just what time period we've been?
It's not your turn yet, DC. Enough.
What's said in the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, what'd you see in the last 2 weeks?
I saw The Place Beyond the Pines.
Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, I kind of dug it. It was real pretentious, but not as down, like not as much of a downer as Blue Valentine. But pretty much a downer. have most of you seen it? Because
no,
I'd like to spoil it for
I
you
bet
right
not.
Now.
Only the people sitting in this, like we got here late seats, have seen it.
Is the place not really beyond the pines?
Oh, it's definitely beyond the pines. The title is mentioned in every other line.
Really? Is it really?
We're in the place beyond the pines. We are.
Or do they
are,
also use
no,
it
I'm
as
kidding.
Like?
No, they don't use it at all. That would be.
Or do they also like when something's cool? Retarded. They're like that bread was beyond the pines.
You're being really beyond the
I
pines.
I had a burger
right now.
That was fucking beyond the pines.
I thought it was just about Ryan Gosling trying to get directions. Now, what you're going to want to do is, when you get to the place beyond the pines, make a left.
It is worth seeing for Eva Mendes braless.
Wait, but with a shirt on?
Yes. Even better.
I thought that's where you were going with that.
I would have said topless, Doug.
I know, that's why I had to clarify.
Yeah, no. Yes.
That's cool.
She looks
I've seen her naked, though.
Yeah, she was naked in Holy Motors, among other things.
Oh my God!
I see your place beyond the pines and raise you a Holy Motors.
Man, that shit was
probably
Holy Motors.
So you don't get to see Eva Mendes' Place Beyond the Pines?
No.
But in the other one, you get to see her Holy Motors.
DC, what have you seen?
In the theater, I went to see Pain and Gain. You're wrong. I wanted to like it so bad to the point where I said before it to my girlfriend, it was like the first movie I've seen in theaters in like a couple months. I was like, there's literally no way I won't like this movie. It could be really bad. I'll still like it because it'll be bad in that Michael Bay way. I really did not like it whatsoever.
Did it get worse as it went along? Because I've heard that it starts out okay.
It starts out like the first 90 seconds, which are in the trailer, where Mark Wahlberg is doing sit-ups and being like, yeah, fuck. And then like cops jump out. Which is all in the trailer. That's great. But it's all. It also,
so you recommend the first 90
I
seconds?
I do. It's like a really great Axe commercial. The movie could be broken up into individual awesome Axe body spray commercials, I think. But I was just really disappointed in it. It felt like it was probably a really good script, and then Michael Bay was just like, what if everyone in it just hated women, including the director?
Is it really like that?
Yeah, it felt really hateful to me.
I feel like I heard from a friend who saw it that, like, it's Tony Shalhoub, right?
Yeah.
He's like the extra Jewy Shylock in it, and that, like, they can't really say the word faggot, but you know Michael Bay really wanted to, so instead they call everybody...
You can
everybody,
hear him
like,
say it from behind the camera.
Like everybody's calling everybody, like, homo instead,
right.
Like, it's just...
Oh, yeah, because
like,
homo's
really,
not offensive.
Right. Like, that is...
Fags
just, like,
don't mind homo.
That's a great t-shirt. Like
fags don't mind homo. I got that at Venice Beach.
It says no homo, but no is crossed out.
No, comma, homo.
And you imply that you saw something on home video?
I did. Well, that night, my girlfriend had actually never seen Pulp Fiction. And there there is a scene in Pain and Gain, the setup for which is the exact same as like the last third of Pulp Fiction, where they're like, there's this body in this house, and there's blood everywhere. And my wife is coming home from her medical job at like 9 in the morning, which is the exact same setup as the whole last third of Pulp Fiction. And what happens in Pulp Fiction is like, great, Harvey Keitel shows up in a tux. He's the baddest ass ever in the history of cinema.
Oh,
and what happens in Pain and Gain is a dog runs away, and they're like, oh no, my wife's home. And then they just cut away. And probably like a Transformer shows up.
I'm stuck at your girlfriend's never seen Pulp Fiction.
She's
before.
12.
She, well, I mean,
she's not allowed to
I don't know.
I mean,
know, but
shouldn't
I'm
that
assuming.
Be on?
Meg is just guessing.
She's not. Guess, she's not she 12.
How old is she?
She's 23. Uh-huh. I said in a sort of tone where I was like, I really hope she's 23.
So you know nothing about this girl.
I know quite a lot about her, except I'm now nervous about saying her age.
What's her full name?
What's her social?
What's her social? You guys want her PayPal password?
Yeah. And email, because without an email.
It's no Pulp Fiction! Exclamation point, because you have to put an extra character in there.
Did she love it?
She loved it. Yeah, exactly. It was a great antidote to Pain and Gain, and I realized by shitting on Pain and Gain, I've completely ruined my chance to be in Transformers 4, The Even Darker of the Moon.
It looks like The Rock is really good in that, though.
He, like, they're all of the moments where they're, like, having these really fun, like, almost feeling like improvised exchanges between Mark Wahlberg and The Rock are legitimately all in the trailer.
But they're like a roided Laurel and Hardy, right? Is that...
Yeah, Three Stooges, because there are three of them. Yeah,
oh, there are three of them? Who's the third one?
Anthony Mackie.
I don't know who that guy is.
He's really good.
Okay.
Mark is not sold on Anthony Mackie, and you, Kumail, Anthony Mackie's publicist... Better
Mark,
work a little harder.
Mark, get into Anthony Mackie.
Okay, I'm going to Google him right
he's
now.
He's the future.
I have to Google the movie
he
I saw.
He was in the Adjustment Bureau.
Yeah. He's going to be in...
He was in the Abe Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Everyone in Pain and Gain is really, really good. It just felt like a waste in that way. It was a bummer.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Kumail?
Yes. I saw Iron Man 3, which... What?
Oh, we have a boo in the audience. Was that the same guy that said yay to Pain and Gain?
I look at it.
That's a conflicted individual.
It's the Mandarin sitting over there booing. Boo. I thought it was good. I really liked it. You know what I liked about it? Did you see it?
No, but I liked the enthusiasm of that. You know what I liked about it?
One of my favorite parts was they keep talking. You know how, because it's Avengers... it's a sequel to Avengers, kind of.
Sure.
They keep talking about how, like, they're like, remember when those aliens showed up in New York? That was fucking crazy, right? There's like five conversations about, like, remember when that guy came from the sky and he had a hammer? That was insane, right?
So it's like a Chris Farley show sketch?
I don't know what that reference is.
SNL. It's Saturday a show Night. We have here.
He had a show where he would bring people on and be like, remember?
You can be so condescending in so few words, Mark. I feel like it's a show we have here. Here is underlined. I can feel the here in my heart.
I'm so glad that you're able to deconstruct my joke with such success.
The deconstruction did better than the joke.
I know that. I can feel that. That's how your generation absorbs things.
Oh, it's also a generation thing now. Yeah. It's not
you're not from here, and you're young and cocky. And I wish you nothing but success.
Take out, oh my God. You no, take out but no, success.
Stop, would you turn down the cute just a little bit?
This is who I am, somebody, Mark. I don't need to be pretend to be, you know, something.
An IFC executive just woke up in a cold sweat somewhere. Like, the Portlandia guy and the Marin guy are fighting. Also, he calls Mark Maron the Marin guy.
The Marin guy.
No, look, look, I apologize, and your haircut's fine. If you're insecure about it, it looks fresh, and I know it's, you know, it's a new thing for you. But are you doing that for the show, or...?
I am doing it for the show.
Okay.
I had professionals do it.
Yeah.
And your show will find its footing, you know?
It will,
just the first episode.
Give me a couple episodes.
It takes a few to sort of get to figure out.
Sure, it's
how
lucky
to, you know.
Just walked in as a casting as opposed to have your own show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm yeah, it's good.
I,
no, you're a castable guy. Yeah.
Once I hit 50, maybe I'll have my own show.
Maybe you
know?
Will. I doubt it. I doubt it.
My heart feels so tight.
It should.
Like a squeezing feeling.
Yeah.
You're going to be the over-the-hill tech guy on TV shows.
See, Mark, they don't like racism. That's your misstep. They want to love you.
I think
give
they don't
something.
Like tech guys.
That's why that guy hated Iron Man. Too much technology.
Oh.
I don't know that was racist specifically.
Tech guy?
Yeah.
The fact that you don't think is racist is even more racist.
Wait, what did you play on Veep? Kind of a tech guy?
No. I was a numbers guy. It was statistics.
Thanks for getting my back, Benson. See, it wasn't racist. It was just founded in your experience. Your resume.
So anyway, what do you
Anthony
do?
Mackie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Nothing.
In Hell Baby, you're like a cable installer. Is that what you're doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I install cable in Hell Baby. To be more specific, the internet. I'm installing
okay.
the internet.
Oh, okay. So kind of a tech guy then again.
Is Hell Baby the prequel to Hellboy?
I wish.
I hope they make Hell Toddler and
Hell
Terrible
Tween.
Too.
And Hell Tween. And then the sequel three sequels later will be Hell Marin when he's really old. I don't know why I'm doing that.
It was good. No, I apologize. Nice to see you.
No, great to see you.
No, we always do this.
We always do this.
And I never feel good about it when I leave. But right now, it's fucking spectacular. I mean, when I'm in it, it feels so satisfying, especially when I land one and I can tell it really throws him. And then and then there's that weird moment after, and then I start to feel bad, and then boom, I hit him again. And then I drive home going, yeah, but I like that guy. You know, I kind of like that guy. And then I go, he'll be all right.
I will.
He's on that shitty show with two names.
At least it has two names.
I know.
I really, really, honestly did love your show. I thought it was really, really fantastic. It was really good. And I'm excited to watch more of it.
Now let's hear
Mark's sincere compliment of something you've done.
No. You don't have to do that.
Let's hear it.
This is going to hurt. Doug, what are you doing?
No, listen.
No, he can do it. I think he can do it.
I'm going to start pre-crying.
No. I think you're a wonderful comedian with a great sense of story. And you're very endearing. You're endearing and very funny. And I'm gonna watch that show you're on. And I like you on Veep. I remember now that he mentioned that you're on it.
You don't have to watch the show I'm on.
I want to watch it, and I'm going to tweet about it. I'm going to live tweet it.
Everyone's gonna think it's sarcastic. Don't watch it. You don't have to watch it.
I like you. You have a very nice wife for some reason.
I like you. You have a very nice wife for some reason.
Yeah.
You're so good at this, Mark.
Also, I'm not sure which is it. You're implying that he couldn't get a nice wife, or that why is he even messing around with
a nice person?
The ladies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I left that open to interpretation.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't going to go. Yeah, I can do that.
By the way, this is all your fault, Doug, for saying, say something nice to Kamel. This is what happens.
I knew that would happen. That's why
I
said it.
You bring this out of me. I don't know why.
What is
it? You make me bully you.
What is it?
You ask for it.
How? I don't ask for it.
You just did it again.
By being me?
I don't know how. Why wouldn't I fucking make fun of that? You've got Pete Holmes. You've got good friends. There's a whole generation of you guys. You're all young and undisappointed.
So this more is about you than it is about me.
Isn't it always?
I guess.
Why do you think this happens to a person?
What is this?
Whatever is wrong with me. It's all self-generated. You're doing great, and I'm proud of you. And I'm going to call your father.
Please don't.
In the middle of the night.
Your son's doing well. I hurt his feelings tonight. I'm sorry.
Who is this? Who is this?
Tech support.
Tech support. Good punchline, Mark.
Why'd you have to take it away? I erased the racism with that punchline right there. I erased it.
You doubled down on it.
No, I did not.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I was not you. I was calling your dad as tech support is me. It turns it on its head. Get it?
I still don't.
I'm not racist. I just have the problem with you.
I know.
Let me just apologize quickly to DC, Megan, and everyone else in this room that isn't Mark or Kumail.
Look, I'm more than happy to continue
Megan and I
on.
I have a feud too.
Why don't you two start ripping into each other?
Remember when we were on an improv team in New York City 8 years ago?
I don't.
feud.
Work on your feud, guys.
Yeah, you guys are bad feuders.
This is how you fucking do it.
I just like that the tone of all of Mark's compliments to Kumail had a tone of, like, stop crying and get back in the car.
I have to say, it just made me wish that I was important enough for somebody to, like, want to burn me that hard. I was like, when will I be important enough that, like, Mark Maron wants to just burn me and take me down a notch?
Is that an invitation?
No, I don't think I'm there yet.
I am so, like, emotional abuse is right beneath the skin here. No, I think you're charming. I have no idea who you are.
Yeah.
There you go.
How
does it feel, Megan? Not as good as you think it would, does it?
In my Megan Neuringer experience, inside her right now is a million parades.
I was wondering if it was going to be like this when I heard we were on it together.
I didn't. I'm just here to have fun. You know,
you're having fun.
No, I didn't want it to be like this. I just want people to like each other. And I, you know, Doug's
what?
A nice guy. What?
What are you talking about?
Did something come out of me that didn't make sense?
Yeah, it was lies.
Did you see me try to negotiate this thing?
I did, and, you know, I'm
what
just...
What do I got to do? Apologize?
No.
Huh?
No. All right.
Can I say something? You've hurt my feelings just once, and that was it.
When was it? Tonight?
No, not tonight.
Oh, okay.
Ever?
When did ever? What did he say?
It was the first time he ever hurt my feelings, and then I got strong inside.
That's what I do for young comics.
Thanks, Mark.
It's the Marin system.
Is this how you justify your behavior?
Yes.
I'm helping you.
I am helping you. You just said you got strong inside. What an amazing day that was for you.
Yeah, it's a total boy named Sue story here.
Exactly.
Hey, young comic, was your real father too easy to please?
Yeah, I think my dad loved me, so now I have you yelling at me to fix that.
Yeah.
It's working.
Again, I can call your father and tell him the truth about you.
What's the truth?
You're a disappointment.
Dude, you don't need to tell him that.
Exactly.
Yeah, he knows that.
I know. It's horrible.
It's fine.
No, it's not. Let's talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry. We have to move on to the next portion of the show.
Come on. Don't you want to know how I hurt him?
You guys are going to have plenty of opportunity to hurt each other because this wasn't even the competition part. This was the just chatting part.
All right.
So once we have a game going where one of you will win and one of you will lose, or both of you will lose.
He didn't even say what movie he saw.
Iron Man 3, Mark. Were you formulating your next racist tirade?
No, he said you didn't say what. He didn't ask you what movie you saw for the. He was asking people what movie they saw.
Yeah, no,
and he said Iron Man 3, and we talked about
it. You were like trying to think of a burn, Mark.
No, I was trying. I had a problem on my phone. I had my phone. There's an issue.
You want me to fix it for you?
Flappers!
Yes, I do.
What's wrong with it?
No, it's a guy. It's my production partner. There's an issue with tech stuff. Oh, yeah. No, you can't fix it. I didn't see a movie that was funny.
I don't know tech. I just play on TV.
I know. It was just a racist joke I was trying to make.
No. We get it. Okay, now what movie have you seen, Mark?
Yeah, well, or what movie has your girlfriend not seen that you're going to force her to watch?
I was trying to Google the movie I saw, and I don't remember the name of it.
Who's in it?
It's a new Noah Baumbach movie. The very newest. I saw it. It was a girl's name.
Francis Ha.
I saw Francis Ha because I interviewed Noah, and I watched that whole movie. It was nice. It was black and white.
Greta Gerwig?
Yeah, Greta Gerwig. She was great. I also watched The Fugitive with commercials.
Check every outhouse, hen house, dog house, Kumail's tech house.
Kumail's tech house.
Tell it, call him a racist.
No.
All right, fuck you.
Did you guys bring name tags? Oh, we got some name tags. Everybody, please go pick a Mark, including you. Go pick a name tag you want to play for and take it from them. I like how fast he made his decision.
Look at this, look at that.
Let me get a picture of you holding that up. There you go. Kristen's story.
I apologize for being on my phone, but I did have a little problem.
Oh, that's okay. Gotta take care of it. DC's got a big one.
I also picked out a name tag
for the listeners. Yeah. Here, hold it up for me to see right there. What does it say on it? It's
a Kristen story
instead of a Christmas story. And the table, the lamp, leg lamp situation. Mark, cover for me. I'm gonna put my mic down for a sec.
what do we got in the bag?
Good job, and you got the energy right and everything. So,
what do you guys want to do?
while we're here,
Mark, can you please do a tour where you like tour other you host other people's podcasts?
Sure, I can do that. What do you set me up for something?
I don't know. Did you do an audio recording of your book? No, I'm just asking. Is there one? Because DC did one.
Yes, I did. There's an audio book of my book, and I read it. I read my book angrily and quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably the first audio book where like you feel like
why is
you're being yelled
at
the whole time.
No, I think it came out pretty good. It's hard to do that, though. It's like hours and hours, and you get just sick of reading, and then there's a person in your ear mm-hmm. when you don't say a word that you wrote right, and they're like, I think you meant hypocrite. I'm like, shut up!
What a relatable problem, right, guys?
He did pronounce hypocrite correctly in your story.
He did.
If I'm ever important enough to record my own audiobook,
Mark literally just physically hit me.
I'm gonna
shove. It was a head shove.
Sorry,
Megan, go ahead.
Yeah, you were saying?
I say if I'm ever important enough to record my own audiobook, I'm going to leave the bloopers in.
Oh, good for you.
Well, that's a fun idea.
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that fun? It's fun.
Someone fucking up their
own book. I put him at the end like a Rush Hour movie.
Are you just laughing?
It's all burps. Yeah. Mark, did you find yourself burping a lot? I feel like I burped quite a bit.
No, I mean, I enjoyed doing it because you get to read the whole book and you don't usually do that. Mm-hmm. But I didn't burp a lot, but I was tired and I was getting aggravated, and I hope that didn't come off, you know, onto the recording. Did anyone listen to that thing? Good, it's selling well. You can, it's out.
Not to attack you, Mark.
Oh, God, what? When is this going to... See, like...
All right, let's end it.
I am
this
nothing but open-hearted right
this
now.
Is done.
I feel satisfied with our tension.
Yeah.
It's released now. You got a lot of good laughs, probably better than mine, but you're the one who's keeping it going.
No,
you're keeping it going. You know why? Because you're the bully. That's right.
No one
you
buys that.
You can't let it go. They did. They laughed at it because they know it's
true. No, I'm the little guy fighting against the bully.
No, that's a sham. See, I know you. You're a fucking horrifyingly ambitious fuck who just pretends to be palatable. Do you understand? To get what you want. Do you understand?
When does this get funny?
What I meant to say is you're doing very well.
Who are you playing for, Mark? That's a name tag with no name on it.
I'm playing for a Mona Lisa happy face.
Mona Lisa smiles. But your name's Mona or Lisa?
Lisa. Okay. I'm playing for Lisa.
All right,
I like
Lisa.
This. That's very nice.
And yeah. It was the
closest name tag to you, Mark. You just grabbed it. I appreciate it.
I hate how ugly it got with him and I. I hate it.
No, it was great. It's our little like
give
game
me a hug.
We do.
Come on, give me a hug. You bring out the old Mark, and it was nice to see him, but I want him away now.
I only know the old Mark.
What are you, who
Mine
are you playing
is,
for, Camille?
Dude, where's Mike Carr?
Really
oh,
good.
Oh, that's a good
Solid.
One.
Solid.
Dude, really where's
is
Mike
your name
Mike
actually
Carr?
Mike Carr?
Yeah,
perfect.
I hope so. That'd be really weird if it wasn't.
Yeah. I imagine he doesn't even like the show, but it had to do it because it works so perfectly. Dude, where's Mike Carr?
Good job. And he's written a shithead on the back, so don't read that out loud, because we'll save that for the end if you lose.
Okay.
If you lose today.
I'm so bad at this game.
He's got
Kristen story with the lamp from A Christmas Story. I liked it because it was charmingly handmade. She just put it on like poster board, and it looks like the best third grader did it. And I mean that in all earnest.
Wow, that was a very Marin-esque compliment. That was not an offense.
Listen,
that was not
Kristen,
on you.
See,
I was attacking DC, not you.
Kristen, you're a horrifyingly ambitious audience member. Just trying to just pass yourself off as palatable.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awful. Not good.
It's awful.
I was waiting for the punchline and then you just stopped talking.
When there's that much contempt, there's no need for a punchline.
No, I know.
It just sits there and people are like, what the fuck just happened?
It sounded like you were...
See, why relieve that?
I like to get to see the real you, except
that's
for the
not
the
real
you
me.
That
the me
the
real
the
me cries and is like concerned about my cat's eye.
Is it okay, your cat's
I don't
eye?
Know if it is, Kamel. Thank you for
I'm
asking.
I'm genuinely asking. What's
well,
happened?
Why don't you come over and fix my cat?
I'm not that kind of tech guy.
I don't know what's wrong with it. It's okay. Go ahead. It's your show, please.
Well, if I may, that's something Jeff Garlin says a lot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What is it? I'm a punching bag? But I'm not going, dog! I'm just yelling and just all over the place. And, you know, and
it's your show. Go ahead. He says that 5 or 6 times every time. Who are you playing for, Megan?
Pick Robin, you will. And there's a little...
It's a Yoda.
A little Yoda.
It's a Lego Yoda.
Those are those beads, right?
What are those things called?
Yeah, what is this called?
Bullshit.
She doesn't know.
Kristen went to Kristen went to a Michaels, goddammit. I love her.
Your friend,
fair
your friend,
fair enough.
Your friend is just China.
All right, the first game we're going to play tonight is called Lincoln or Bane. Lincoln or Bane. I will say a line said by Bane in Dark Knight Rises or Lincoln in Spielberg's Lincoln. And then in my best Bane / Lincoln impression, and then each of you will go down the line and say which movie you think it's from. Hmm. And we'll start with Megan. And you have to tell me if it's Lincoln or Bane that said, "Once I start, I get too lazy to stop." Now you have to ask yourself, were the next words murdering people or writing proclamations? What do you think, Megan? Was that Lincoln or Bane?
I think it's Lincoln.
Okay. What do you think, DC?
I gotta say Lincoln as well.
Kumail?
I'm going Lincoln. It's definitely Lincoln.
Mark?
Lincoln.
You're all correct.
What happens if we don't get it right?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
It's just for fun. DC gets to go next.
Okay.
Let's not stand on ceremony here.
Is ceremony also like someone's face that he's standing on?
Yeah, it's Ceremony like, James.
Oh, okay. Is that a real Batman character?
Yeah, Ceremony James. You don't know him?
No.
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I would have believed it. It sounds like a Batman character.
It should be.
I gotta say Bane.
Kumail?
I am gonna go. I said it's a trick question, and it's both.
Oh, that's interesting.
And they said it at the same time. It was adorable. That's okay. How they met, cute.
Mark.
So they said Lincoln?
One of them said...
I said Bane.
Bane, and the other one said both, so neither of them said Lincoln.
He said both?
Yeah.
That is so,
yeah, he did.
That is, like, so telling. All right.
I'm just living my life, Mark.
Huh?
I'm just out there living my life. Go ahead. You live yours.
I am living mine. I'm going to say Bane.
Okay. Megan?
Bane.
All right, so that was, in fact, Bane. So, Kumail, you're out.
I'm the only one who's wrong.
Yes.
Cool. I fucking swung for the fences, though. And I know, I'll know that forever.
We'll start with Mark on this one.
My last barber hanged himself.
Is that really the thing?
Oh, no, no. I was just telling a personal anecdote.
This guy seemed like a good guy. Seemed happy, content. I know working at Supercuts isn't the most exciting gig, but he fucking hanged himself.
I'm gonna. You know what? I don't remember either movie that well, but I'd like to think that Lincoln said that.
Okay.
But I don't think it was. I'm gonna say Lincoln.
Megan?
I didn't see either of these movies, but it sounds like the Lincoln I know.
I want to say both are false. It's a trick question. It's the first line of the movie Barbershop. But for the purposes of the game, I'll go ahead and say Lincoln.
No, go for neither. Look at me. I'm living the high life. I took a chance.
Kumail has ascended into heaven.
You guys are playing a game. I'm just hanging out, you know?
No, that was... Yeah, that was Lincoln. Like, Bane never talks about...
He's bald.
His hair or whatever. He's got that thing on or whatever.
He's bald, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, and he's bald, true.
Wouldn't that be disconcerting if you took that mask off and he just had a strip of hair that was the shape of the mask all the way around his face?
My last barber.
Let's try one more. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Who was that one?
That was Lincoln.
Okay.
I'm not going to say anything.
I didn't listen for a second.
No, I know.
I have a problem in my head.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But the way he said it in the movie was like, my last barber hanged himself. He laughs a little bit. I read it more serious.
I really liked Lincoln. I thought that
was really
a great
good.
Movie.
I learned a lot.
It was good.
Yeah, right?
It was a learning movie.
Yeah. But it's also fun to watch. It's not like
it's
boring.
It's like a caper. Yeah, it's like
it's
a caper
like
movie.
It go moves fast.
It's like being at the circus and watching a guy in stilts.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's on stilts.
Well, you're just making fun of his legs and how tall he is.
No, I think that it wasn't Daniel Day-Lewis actually on stilts for
no.
that movie. You don't think
no,
so?
I don't.
He's a leggy man.
No. I think
I don't
wrong.
Know if he was or wasn't, but I he certainly took the wrong thing from that movie.
It might have been the hem of his
movie.
Garment or whatever that made him look taller.
Megan's right. Daniel Day-Lewis does have gams.
Yeah.
And I think they did the Lord of the Rings thing where he was always closer to the camera to look bigger than
I'm just glad his left foot healed up in time.
No, his left foot was the only thing that worked.
And I thought the movie was great.
It was really good.
It was like all about politics, really. It wasn't, you know, wasn't about the story of Lincoln necessarily.
No, it was great.
Yeah,
I didn't realize how much like wrangling it took and like sort of underhanded dealing to like get that.
Really, you didn't understand that about politics?
No, I just didn't know. You always think of Lincoln as this. I thought of him as this noble guy, and he was very noble. But you know, he did some underhanded stuff to get it across. Yeah.
I didn't expect to hear the word "fuck" in that movie either, and they said it at one
they did?
Point. Yeah, that James Spader says it.
That was probably a mistake. They probably. Do you think they used fuck then? I mean, is that?
I think so. I think.
I mean, I know James.
They
Spader,
say
I'm
that
sure
they went. They went to great pains to make all the dialogue, you know, accurate.
I think that was the first fuck that he said in that movie. It was historically accurate. Everyone.
Oh,
was
he
like,
invented
that's
the
good.
Word
like
right
that.
There. Yeah.
They used a ton of LOLs too. That really took me out.
I thought
of
Skrillex
it.
Was great in it.
Skrillex was in it. Not his music.
Big year last year. Wreck-It Ralph, Lincoln.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
And we'll start with DC this time, and Kumail is still out.
You started with me last time. Does that matter for anything?
Did we start with Mark?
I think he started with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. To everyone.
Time is a great thickener of things.
Oh.
That's an Extends commercial.
No, time is a great thinner of things.
Thickener?
Thickener.
I definitely know this.
I'm going to say Lincoln.
What do you think,
Mark? That could be a trick.
Is it me next? Okay, he's really out. You're really out?
Yeah, he's really
out. Yeah, can I still say it?
Well, no. Can I use him like a question? A phone call?
Phone a friend?
Yeah, I'm going to phone a friend.
Phone a guy?
Phone a friend's father in the middle of the night?
Bane.
Megan?
Sounds like the Bane I know.
Well, we finally have a winner, and it's D.C. Pearson.
Yes!
That was Lincoln.
And Kumail tricked Mark into the wrong answer.
Yeah, I did. That was the only one I knew for sure.
That feeling you have right now, that feeling you have right now, that's why I bully you. It's great, isn't it? How great is it? How great is it?
It's fine.
Come on.
It's going to feel bad real quick.
No, I'm glad you had that moment.
Bane, now that I'm thinking about it, Bane was to Batman what Lincoln was to slavery, except I hope that like slavery doesn't rise again out of a pit to like conquer Lincoln again or whatever. Anyway, that's just something I'm pitching next week.
Work on it a little bit more.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy, man. It's
you
pretty
think?
Heavy. Yeah.
You think?
Sure, sure. Because it makes people go like, well, slavery's gone, but oh, wow. Yeah, that's a bummer. That's what happened in my head.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right, I'll work on it more. I'll work on this bit I just did on a podcast more.
I like the part in Lincoln where they're like, and after we emancipate slaves, then what are we going to do? Let women vote? And everybody in the room goes, they go ape shit about not letting women vote.
Yeah, a guy shoots himself with a musket at the very thought.
Yeah. Unnecessary joke, guys.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
What do you say? It's late at night in Burbank. Perfect setting for this. We'll start with DC because he, of course, won the Lincoln or Bane game.
Of course, because I have a beard.
Have you, do you,
an advantage.
Do you watch Dark Knight Rises every time to get new quotes? How do you...
No, I've accrued all the quotes already.
Oh.
And now I'm just going through all of them until I've gotten through all of them. And there's still a lot more. Almost everything Bane and Lincoln says, as long as there's not any specific references to Batman or slavery.
Doesn't Bane say slavery a bunch of times? Yeah. There's a lot of talk of freeing
people.
Well,
he says, take back your city.
Ooh.
Yeah, rise up.
Yeah. Spring break? Spring break, Batman.
I think neither of them say spring break.
Are you sure?
That's a big
right.
flaw.
That's James Franco.
That's a big flaw.
But Mark, you should use
movies.
This on Kumail sometime or anybody.
What?
When Bane puts his hand on the guy's shoulder and goes, do you feel in control? He just puts the back of his
That's
hand like that.
Fucking terrifying.
Yeah. It's good.
I don't think Mark needs more ammunition.
Do you feel in control?
Yeah, I do. I see a very sad man.
Well, that's not hard to see.
That would be a funny thing to say to Bane. I see some sad fuck in a mask.
Yeah, that's what I see.
He needs to find his mommy.
And then he just starts crying. That would be an amazing Batman.
You're right. All right, DC, you get to pick a category.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll go to Megan and then Mark and Kumail.
What is the AV Club going to say about this podcast?
I'm not going to make me look good.
Or me. We're both going to come off
well,
as...
Let's fix it right now.
I can think of an expression that they're going to use in the review.
Okay, go ahead.
Kumail and Mark sucked all the oxygen out of the room. Poor DC and Megan did not get a chance to jump in during their frequent skirmishes.
This sounds a lot like you right now. Is that how you feel about it?
No, I just read the AV Club reviews all the time, and there's always whenever you do these gang shows, so does Pete.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a bunch of beat comics on stage,
right.
They always say about someone was the one who sucked the oxygen out.
God, I gotta start reading.
Is that
stuff.
A negative thing to say?
Not necessarily.
Sounds negative.
As oxygen sucking goes, I think it's been fun.
I do feel like I'm in space.
I mean, one thing I get too much of is oxygen, so I don't mind.
Yeah. It's like oxygen, we get it. I need you to live. Come on.
Enough already.
I'm just going to put love out now.
Okay, DC.
This is like the flapper's intervention.
Yeah.
I do, Mark, I do want to do just an hour podcast about how you are a lot like Batman, because the more I think about it, the more there's a lot of parallels.
Oh, I think Mark would make a great Tony Stark, actually, if Robert Downey Jr. didn't already have the role.
I can see that.
That would be fucking amazing to have that kind of money, wouldn't it? Could you imagine? Could you just imagine having like a tenth of that fucking money, the Tony Stark money? I mean, the Robert Downey money?
Robert Downey, I heard a story. I don't know if it's true, but I heard that he went into CineFamily, and the guy that runs CineFamily was like, we really need a new projector. And Robert Downey Jr. said, I'll get that for you. I swear.
He just offered to buy it.
Wait, so is he just giving away shit? Because I want to buy a new house.
You gotta have him to the garage and go, what do you think of this place? No, it's not very nice. Well,
I need a new one.
Could you get me a new one? That fucking Tony Stark money?
I heard he already made $35 million from Iron Man 3.
Because he had like a piece of it?
Yeah.
Because it's already made $200 million here and $800 million around the world.
How much money can you make playing Iron Man in a movie before you just are Iron Man? And then they can just do a Kickstarter for the next one. It's like $50,000, you're going to follow me around with some 5Ds. There's a documentary now about how I'm actually Iron Man.
Yeah. It's going to be very cheap now. I'm flying around.
Okay, DC, pick a category.
Yes, sir.
Rosario Dawson is celebrating a birthday today. So, yeah.
Oh, delightful.
And why not?
Let's hear it for her. So the films of Rosario Dawson. Or at Todd Clapp 7, C-L-A-P-P 7, suggested...
I'm super proud of having gonorrhea.
He suggested, yeah. And he's the seventh one.
I got it from the six other Todds.
It's just a bunch of Todds giving each other the clap. I like this reality.
He or she suggested...
or it's the girl who's saying I got the clap from
Todd. Like there's a girl named Todd. You, Me, and Debris.
Oh, I love it.
And that's movies that have tornadoes in them.
Very delightful.
And at Bassman Kurt, K-U-R-T, suggested Baby Got Back.
Are we sure it's not Bassman Kurt? Did he have a?
Did I say Bassman?
A fish in his avatar or a guitar?
It's Bassman. It's definitely Bassman.
Okay. He's playing a giant fish as a bass. So it's very confusing.
Bass goes deep, so does my bass.
He suggests Baby Got Back, which is films where a missing baby is returned. Did someone want a cola beverage? Did someone ask for this?
I have to go with You, Me, and Debris.
Okay, You, Me, and Debris.
This is delightful.
Would you like a movie with tornadoes in it from 1939 or 1962?
We just got fucked, bro.
1939, Doug.
It's like that's you got only it. One.
We got tornadoed.
4 stars for this movie.
Of course.
That Leonard says is based on a book. He also says that it has a perfect cast. And
You've heard of none of the people in it.
He says that it was followed by a pair of sequels.
Oh, that makes it...
Yeah.
Negative... Sorry.
And he lists 9 names.
I'm going to say -1, Doug.
Oh, he knows.
Maybe 10 names. Yeah, it's 10 names. But DC saying -1, Megan. So you can go into deeper negatives if you think you can pull it off. And you know how that works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say DC, name it.
I'll go -2.
Ooh. Very nice.
Power play.
Mark, what do you think about that? Do you know what's happening? Is your girlfriend gonna get mad at you if you blow this?
It can only be one movie.
So then say
-3. Say that.
Well, so negative means they have to name 3 people in the cast in the order that they're listed in.
Proper, the correct order from the top.
Name that movie.
Name the movie.
Yeah. Now you have to name the movie.
And then the 3 people and then the 3 in the order.
Kumail's advice has never steered you wrong tonight.
Well, it's not advice.
I don't know how to play this game, really. I don't even think I know the movie anymore. What year was it?
1939.
Are you coughing because all the oxygen's gone?
Yeah.
There were 4 movies released that year, so it should be pretty easy.
Kumail, actually, they made a lot more movies than they do today, okay?
Is that right?
Yeah, because of the studio system.
I think I want to take back my -3.
No, there's no taking it back.
Yeah, you can't take it back, I'm afraid. But Nick, just for fun, you could tell us what you think the movie is.
Well, I thought it was The Wizard of Oz.
That's a reasonable guess. And then if it were The Wizard of Oz, who was the top billed person in that movie?
Judy Garland.
And then who would be number two?
Good luck.
He's so happy.
I'm not happy. I just...
James Franco.
It was either... it was either, like, Ray Bolger.
And then what would the third person be?
Haley, the Tin Man guy. No, Bert Lahr.
That is correct.
Holy shit!
That's amazing. That is awesome.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Can you feel the oxygen? Burbank, can you feel the oxygen?
That was crazy.
That was tremendous. Holy shit.
Two of those names.
Rope-a-dope. Rope-a-dope. All of it.
I've never heard Rope-a-dope. Two of those names.
Wait. Jack Haley, that you almost said, is the fourth bill.
Oh, it's lucky there.
Jesus.
Hold on a minute.
Did you just hit Bert Lahr?
Shut the fuck up. Just shut the fuck up
and eat it.
Just eat it. Eat it, you fuck.
All pretense is gone. Didn't you have anything to say? You just wanted me to shut up? I thought you had a point.
That was the point.
It's just fair enough.
You tried to...
I like the moment where it goes from like you laughing and having fun to like sincere anger in your eyes.
I'm not angry. It's beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was awesome. All right.
It
would have been fun if the betting didn't get crazy aggressive, because if somebody had said, I can name it in three or four, the lowest billed person, according to Leonard Maltin, is the singer Midgets. So that would have really given it away.
Is that the name of the troupe, or is that just that Leonard Maltin?
That must have been their name, but certainly that they didn't give themselves.
They clearly were the first singer Midgets, because that name would have been taken.
All right, that was exciting round.
I want to call my girlfriend.
Is one of those?
Or just don't tell her because she listens to it, right?
Yeah.
So when she listens to it, if you don't say a word about it, then she'll really be impressed and came home and went, "Hey, it went okay."
It's all right. You should listen, because I really made a fool out of myself.
She'll turn it off during the Kumail part. Yeah.
No, she'll stop it and go, "You really have got to cool it on Kumail." It's like, you really have to stop that.
Doug, is one of those sequels The Wiz?
Return to Oz.
Yeah, the sequels. I said that because I knew that
made it tricky.
I knew that would be confusing.
I got nervous here
to bring that up.
I was thinking Technicolor 39. Is, you know what I mean? It's like doing that thing.
Yeah, a pair of sequels: Journey Back to Oz and The Return to Oz.
Mm. Not nearly as popular.
Whatever you say.
And Oz versus Hitler.
And not The Wiz?
Whatever you say, Leonard.
What happens now?
The Wiz isn't a sequel. It's a remake.
It's a reimagining.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remix.
remix.
Fucking Bert Lahr to win.
That's crazy. Which one was he? He was
the Lion.
He was Iron Man?
The Lion. The Lion.
Courage. Yeah, that's interesting that he was a bigger star, I guess, even though they didn't build them in the order that she met them, that Dorothy met them.
Uh-huh,
So it was pretty brilliant of Mark to do that.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, unbelievable. Let's start with Megan and go to DC, and Megan gets to pick a category. Would you like at Stevens? The name's Stevens, but with tons of E's. Suggested The Men Who Stare at Floats, and that's movies that have parades in them. Or In Theaters Now, which of course is movies that are in theaters now. And Greatest Movie Ever Roald, R-O-A-L-D, which is adaptations of Roald Dahl writings. Which one of those would you like, Megan?
I want the floats.
Okay.
Movies with parades?
Yeah, parades, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like a movie with a parade in it from 1978 or 1986?
1986.
2.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie, he says this movie starts off extremely funny, and he also says that it has an uneven script. And he lists 16 names?
Hmm. Parade 86.
16 names. How many names do you think you can get it in, Megan?
Well, correctly, -1.
What? Whoa. Guys came to play. All right, so we go to D.C. now. I think he's got some ideas.
Yeah, he does.
It's a real beard stroker.
Real.
My last beard barber hung himself.
I'm going to say, you know what, Doug? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say name it.
To Megan?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. As limbs go, it's one that's going to break and fall right out from under you.
Fair enough.
But what is it, Megan?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Who? Top billed person?
Oh, God.
Matthew Broderick.
Correct.
Good game. Good game.
And I magically got a new cocktail. That was nice.
Oh. You know, Doug, life can move pretty fast sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just gotta take a moment to say, what the fuck?
You know what? An amazing thing happened here tonight.
Do you think this show is over?
No, all of my spite has left for you.
For tonight?
No, no, forever.
No,
it's gone.
You think
it's
so?
Oh, yeah. Amazing thing.
Because you know,
here.
I have no spite for you. It's just me deflecting.
No, we don't have to talk anymore.
It genuinely
about it.
Is,
no, no,
though.
No. It's all gone. It's
is
all
it
gone.
Really?
And you were there. And you were there.
Yeah. This is as fake as the Wizard of the Oz.
Do you feel in control right now?
Yeah.
Kumail?
Yeah. This is definitely a great dream I'm having.
That's just amazing what that.
Now,
did.
When I want adventure, I'll never look further than my own garage.
Because we've never really had it out like that. That's the first time.
Really?
Because I'm usually, like, nice.
Yeah. It's all gone. It's
has
all
Kumail
gone.
Been to the garage? Is
yeah.
He done
oh, yeah.
The show?
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I was there before it became the juggernaut it is. So
but you were more honest.
I was one of the
it
early
It juggered
ones.
Pretty fast, didn't it?
Yeah, that was when you were humble and, you know, you'd just gotten here, kind of.
You hated me then, too. The only time you've ever been nice Wait, to me it? Was on that podcast.
Let's
play keep
the
going.
Game.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going.
Clearly, he needs to come back to the garage.
Wait, you...
Okay, yeah, you have to work some
we
stuff
just booked
out.
A second episode.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Kumail's turn.
Kumail gets to start us off this
time. All right, let's go.
And then...
What do we get to choose from?
Then we'll go to D.C. so that Mark doesn't get to talk for a while.
Yeah.
No, it just happened. It's just random. Don't worry about it.
I've played this before.
Kumail, would you like Are We There and Yet? Which is films that take place in Russia. Or Four Weddings and a Funeral, which is Frank Sinatra films because he had four wives and now he's dead.
Yeah.
Solid.
Or...
Solid.
Jeopardy, which is movies that have a question mark in the title.
All right, I'm going to go
Russia, Sinatra, or question mark?
I got to go with Jeopardy.
Okay. 1972 is the year.
I don't get to pick. I don't get to pick a year.
Nope, this is one of those categories where you're fucked.
I wasn't born then.
3 stars from Leonard.
That should help.
He calls this movie. He says that the one of the lead performers in this movie is impish, and he also says that. Has some great comic scenes, and and they also say look for Randy Quaid at the hotel banquet,
which is always good
I think
advice.
That's what the cop said.
Yeah, Randy Quaid went
I'll
went,
go
went
negative
crazy.
One
can I tell you how many names there are?
Yeah.
Leonard lists
10 names.
Negative one.
I gotta say, name it.
Wait, isn't it up to me?
No, no, it goes to DC.
It. Is it What's Up, Tiger Lily with Woody Allen?
That is a movie with a question mark in it, and you also got the first two words right. But it is actually What's Up, Doc with Barbra Streisand.
Lame. Really lame movie, Doc.
She was great as Bugs Bunny.
hold on a second. So did Kumail lose?
Yeah.
Okay, I just checked.
So I have a point?
Great. You see how all the spite is gone?
DC is on the board. We have a three-way tie except for Kumail. Everyone has a point. So Kumail, you gotta get this one or someone else is about to win. It's about to be
I'm so terrible at this game. I don't think
I'm very bad too. I looked out. I've See, I'm never, bonding with you.
I've never. If are you, you don't have to say what your motives are. You just do it, and you know that's how. Then we become cool.
You should like walk around with Mark all day and teach him how to be a human being.
Yeah, it's like you learned how to be nice on the internet. Try and bond with them. Find something in common. No, I will try that tonight.
You say whatever you say, and then you say, hashtag bonding.
Who challenged who on that one? DC
challenged
so,
he challenged me.
All right,
yeah.
So... which direction? We were going that way, right?
So I think let's go that way.
We were going this way.
We already were going that way, so we're going to come back this way, but we'll start with Mark and go to Megan.
Far out.
All right. Mark, you get to pick. Would you like Steaks on a Train? Which is films that have a dining car scene on a train in them? Or
Featuring Randy Quaid.
Dolphin Lundgren, which is movies that have a dolphin, Dolph Lundgren, or both?
I would subscribe to a podcast that was just the categories.
I've said that one on the show before, too. It gets a big laugh every time. I love it. That was suggested by Alana, /lawn_ah.
Those are the only two choices?
You get a third one. What would you like? Your third choice is suggested by Stu Down, S-T-U Down, Ski Fall. And that's movies where James Bond skis.
Ski Fall.
Which probably doesn't narrow it down too much.
No, he skis in every
in the
fucking
23
movie.
In 23 movies, he slapped on some skis.
It's the one where he hooks up with a girl.
Oh, but in Living Daylights, I think they sledded down the side of a hill in a violin case.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
So that doesn't count as skiing.
That's got to be a huge violin.
Okay, let's...
Maybe it was an oboe.
Yeah. Oboe is also very small.
Smaller, Kumail, that was the joke.
Yeah, let's do the...
Doug loves instruments. He's got some great zither jokes coming up.
It's just... He's just saying names of instruments he knows.
It was a stand-up bass that they... case that they... It was a bass case.
Bass case.
It was what I call a bass case scenario.
It's like Desperado, but he opens up his guitar case and inside is a fish.
Fishy, fishy.
All right.
Yeah, it's on me.
Which one do you want?
I don't fucking know the Dolph Lundgren movies. Let's try the...
Steaks on a Train?
Yeah. Let's do that.
You're not a James Bond guy at all?
I am, but not that much.
Okay. What was the one in the middle?
Dolphin Lundgren. Yeah, let's do Steaks on a Train.
Okay.
Somewhere some improv team's like, fuck, that name's taken.
Two stars from Leonard Maltin. 1995. He says this movie has bad guys in it.
That's literally what he says.
Among other things. And he says that this movie is elaborately produced and well directed.
Two stars, yeah.
He says, but
well, he hates bad guys that much.
What? He just calls it connect the dots. It's just another connect the dots.
There's blah, bad blah, guys. Blah, blah, blah. It's 1995.
Mm-hmm.
and it's a, there's trains and there's food on it.
It's a train that has food on it. It's not a time code. Because I don't recall them eating in that.
What are my options in this moment?
Your options are to for me to tell you how many names Leonard lists. And that is 12.
Yeah.
And now you can say, I can name that movie in, and I recommend that you go for all 12 names. Because you are in a position to do so. It's kind of like hot potato.
Sure. Well, then
I'll get rid of it.
I'll take your advice, and I'll say that I can name that movie in 12 names. 12 names, yeah.
Megan?
Do it.
You want him to win. Why do you want him to win?
Because I don't think he's going to be able to do
it. He's going to be able to.
Not necessarily.
It's going to be 12 actors.
I'm an old man.
He can name the movie, get the actors right in the order.
No, he doesn't have to get the actors right.
He's just going to tell him all the actors.
Wait, huh?
He's going
to... Now, hang on a second, though, Kumail.
Wait, what?
Because...
She didn't know
this
that.
Strategy has worked in the past. Our good friend Pete Holmes was given every name in The Devil Wears Prada.
But that's Pete Holmes.
Oh, I see.
This is Marc Maron.
You get the names. He doesn't have to name the names. You're giving him the names.
Right. It's the negative is when
does
you
that
don't
change things.
You got to
name
the name.
Oh, yeah.
Have
okay.
you just lucked into playing this game correctly?
Yeah, you were so good on the Ferris Bueller one.
You guys, I was asleep for the last hour. I just woke up, and now I get what's happening.
Why were you asleep? Don't you like incredible tension?
There wasn't a lot of oxygen in the room. I got real sleepy.
All right, are you going to let
her? But for the record, I think you're doing the right thing by asking him to name it.
Wait, okay.
I'll let you take it back if you insist. But,
well, I think I know what the movie is. But
okay,
I'm gonna.
So?
But I want to see this.
You could do negative one.
No, she doesn't have to. She could. You could say seven or eight and then, you know, force DC into a position to do something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. why do anything crazy?
I just do it.
You
just
think
say,
you know?
Right,
say a number. Say 10. Just say 10. Say like 10.
I think
right,
she said
Doug?
Twice that she wants to name the
Doug,
name.
Right? Like, say like 10.
Well, I'm just like, well...
No, I think she said it twice that she said no.
I've seen like every
she is saying it a lot. I don't know why you're so anxious to try to do this.
Because like let's just fucking get on with it.
I've seen like every Scorsese movie a million times and I have never seen a nightclub more tense than this one right now.
You obviously didn't see Xanadu.
I have seen
Xanadu. Because when people are angry and on roller skates.
Seven, eight.
Mark's checking his watch. We still got about 8 minutes or so.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
To milk
what are we
this,
doing?
You're gonna hear all 12 names. I'm gonna read them at the rate of one every 30 seconds. The suspense is gonna be unbearable.
People are literally
1995. There's a train.
People
there's
in
food
the audience are gonna know the answer. So please.
Everyone's gonna know the answer.
No, not everyone.
It'll be fun for the people who don't know to feel a little dumb. You know?
Here's your names.
Okay.
Afifi. I may be pronouncing that one wrong.
Yeah, so that should... Yeah. You should give me another
hint. I think maybe an animal is maybe credited.
I think you mean Afifi Midgets.
Kurtwood Smith.
Yeah.
Royce D. Applegate.
Yeah.
Nick Mancuso.
Mm.
Andy Romano.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Green.
Mm.
Brenda Bakke.
Who's going to get into the
Everett
stars.
McGill.
Yeah.
Morris Chestnut.
Uh-huh.
Catherine Heigl.
Yeah.
What? 95?
Eric Bogosian. And Steven Seagal.
Ooh.
Starring in... Mark, you have 6 minutes to think.
So it's a Steven Seagal movie.
That's correct. Mark wins.
I don't know.
That was when he was making like pretty kind of decent movies.
What's that?
He had like good movies in that period. They were like fun movies.
Do you know this one?
He's in Remains of the Day.
Yeah, go with Howard Dan, bro.
I'm not.
With a View.
There's nowhere. It's not even in my brain.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's why I thought Megan did the right thing.
I think I did too.
Hey, you know what? I don't know.
That was like the tiniest fist bumps, you guys. Just shyly.
Do you remember when Steven Seagal played a chef on a boat?
He was great.
Do you remember that one?
In Titanic?
I didn't see any of it.
Because that was the one that really put him on the map and made us have to see a bunch of Seagal movies. And it was called Under Siege.
Right.
So then when they went to make a sequel, they were like, he can't be on a boat again. Mm-hmm. How about he's on a fancy train vacationing with his daughter?
Guess the name of the movie now, Mark.
Now try to guess it.
Under Siege 2.
I'm gonna need the full title.
Yes! It already shouldn't count.
Money Never Sleeps.
Training Day.
That's it. Electric Boogaloo.
Under Siege Chew. Chew.
Yeah, chew. Under Siege Chew.
All I know is that
Thomas the Fist Engine.
I just wanted...
Thomas the Fist
what?
That sounds like a
oh,
porn.
Oh, I get it, yeah. It sounded dirty, but it, yeah.
Thomas the Fist
He's
Engine?
He's got a fist that he punches people with. I get it.
I'm not going to let this diminish what happened earlier.
No, it was great.
But I am going to have to say that I just don't know, Doug.
Yeah, the rest of it is called Dark Territory.
Yes, no, that was not happening.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we love titles with a colon in there.
My favorite is Ballistic : X versus Sever. Do you remember that movie? Mm-hmm. Which has the names of two people that you don't know. It's sort of the Franklin and Bash of movies.
Was it Ballistics 2 or...?
No, it was Ballistic.
Franklin and Bash, is that the show
: X
yeah.
is that versus the show Sever, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Megan is our winner, everybody! She done did it! It just goes to show you, if you're going to play this game, it's good to fall asleep during a lot of it.
Can I just say
and
two
just
words?
Just jump in.
Two words.
Refreshed.
Two words.
Mm-hmm.
Burt Lahr.
Yeah. Okay. No, that All was right. that was
Let's
amazing.
Never forget.
That was amazing.
Burt Lahr.
He's like our 9/11.
Need that for a second, Lisa.
It was my 9/11.
His son was a New Yorker critic. That's her. Just
Burt
trivia.
Lahr?
Yeah, his son was. It wrote a very famous article on Bill Hicks.
Hmm.
Look that up.
Is there a shit head on the
I
back of yours?
I don't believe so. So does she need to write one down?
Okay, can you write the shit head down on there for us, Kristen, is it? Where is she? Wow.
Oh, Kristen's back there. I thought you were Kristen.
No.
So you guys, yeah, write a shit
that
head
guy
on there.
Oh, no, Kristen is
like
that guy,
Kristen.
Yeah.
Oh, he is, okay. Your, I thought he was just jerking off behind it like a screen. Thank you.
His name is Kristen?
No, I guess he's taking her shithead.
Oh, he's
Can't
just writing. He's writing it down for her.
She's illiterate.
She can only make.
So it's a good thing she didn't
lamps.
Win me in Mark's books.
And who are you playing for, Megan? Again?
Robin.
What for? Who you did? Mm. Oh, that's your Robin. Okay.
Oh yeah, I got confused.
I don't have enough cord here to reach her. Well, thanks a lot, everybody, for coming and for one of the most exciting first rounds of the Leonard Maltin game we've ever had, or whatever round that was when Mark did that.
That was very exciting.
You'll always be remembered for that, buddy.
It was a big moment for me. A lot of things happened tonight. I love and respect Kumail. I like her. And...
I love that this has transferred over to someone else.
I'll always remember Megan for what happened here. No, it was great. It was great.
It's okay.
I like driving home humbled and stupid.
And Mark Maron, the Maron Show is on IFC.
IFC Friday nights, yeah.
Fridays at what time?
10 p.m. And the book, Attempting Normal, available now.
Because that's what you're really here for.
No, no, I like hanging out with you. And I like seeing that horrible part of myself that Kumail brings out.
Let's do it again.
Okay.
All right.
You guys are like a regular X and Sever.
Kumail, what do you got going on?
June 22nd is my Comedy Central Hour special.
Yay.
June 22nd. Franklin and Bash comes back June 19th. And go to burninglove.com. They release season 3 of Burning Love. And it's an awesome season. Burninglove.com.
Awesome. DC.
Crap Kingdom is in bookstores available. Also, you can go to crapkingdom.com to find out where you can get it. You can buy it on Amazon. It's on Kindles. It's on iPads. It's on audiobook. You can get it on Audible. You don't have to buy it in like a 9-CD set that looks like it's from a, I don't know, library for... there was nothing I could go there that wasn't weirdly offensive. At any rate, yeah, it's out there. I would really like it if people buy it. It's a comedic fantasy adventure. People really like it. And I do a show every Thursday night in LA called Big Money. It's at 7:30. It's at a place called The Virgil. It's a free stand-up show. It's great.
Big Money?
Oh, yep. That reminds me. I'm at The Virgil on Monday with the hot tub with...
ooh, that's a good show.
That's a great
Kurt
show.
And Kristen, yeah. I can't so wait fun. To do that. And Megan, what's going on? You're in LA for a little bit longer and then...
Yeah, I just shot an episode of The Kroll Show and... Other than that, I'm pretty unproductive. But I'm on Twitter, Megan Erringer, and I just started doing Vine, and I do some weird shit on there. So check out my Vine.
Oh, can I plug my Twitter too?
And Best Week Ever, of course.
Yeah, I mean, sure, do it if you want. I do it
best
if you
week
want.
Ever.
I'm not going to force you.
You're not forced to watch it, you guys.
Twitter.
What else? Kumail?
I'm just going to say my Twitter, at Kumail N, KumailN.
And I'm at DC Pearson, DCPIERSON.
God, and I'm not going to spell it. I assume
all of your names are hard to spell. Mark Maron's the only easy one if you can remember it's a C and not a K. All of your names have little traps.
Little quirks.
Yeah, mine's got a lot of them. Mine's just traps.
It's like the beginning of
K-U-M-A-I-L.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for all of them, you guys. And for all of you for coming out late at night at Flappers. Thank you, Flappers. We'll do this again sometime. And let me get a group picture of you guys while the end music plays. But first of all, I have to say, as always, Sylvia Brown is a shithead. Ashton Kutcher is a shithead. And tech support is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.